Good morning, I'm John Lynn, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now, here's today's energy efficiency tip. If you or someone else was smart enough to have planted a deciduous tree where it has shaded the family home from the blazing sun during the warmer months, then give yourself a pat on the back and rightfully brag about it on Facebook. As the autumn weather approaches, all the leaves will start thinking about dropping off. Going to make a bit of a mess in the yard, but preparing to allow the sun to access and warm the home as the cooler days approach. What a great idea. This is planning ahead, and generally, the further you can plan ahead, the better results you're going to get. Braking late and swerving are just reactions, even short-term solutions, and they are rarely as successful as a well-thought-out plan. So the reprieve that you have now is that you don't have to concentrate on keeping yourself cool, and you can focus on continuing the most energy-efficient practices that you've adopted over the summer. Now, a smart chicken would start planning for the coming winter and even the summer beyond that. For example, if your air conditioner was working hard to keep you cool while sitting in direct sunlight at any time of the day, preparing to have it shaded before next summer so it doesn't have to work as hard and will use less electricity to achieve the same results is a good idea. If you're going to have a new air conditioner put in at any time in the future, plan ahead and have the outside unit located in a shady spot. Next summer may still be a long way off, but it will be here soon enough, and the best time to prepare for it is now. If you want to save money on your energy bills, the best strategy is a long-term strategy because the success of any project is determined way before it's ever commenced. Take the time, whilst you still have it, to research what you're going to replace the various electrical appliances in your home with when they ultimately fail. When you've got a plan, you don't have to make a snap decision that you may regret later. Now, if your washing machine is on its last legs, decide now what you're going to replace it with before the fateful day of its demise arrives. Each star rating adds about 30% improvement in energy efficiency. If you plan ahead in home design, appliances and habits, your home will naturally become more energy efficient and you will reduce your electricity consumption without any need to compromise your lifestyle. Start planning for the future because the rest of your life starts now.